Sunshine 106.8.
Here comes the weekend with Andrea Hayes.
Sunshine 106.8.
Welcome back. A lot of people texting in about the Irish movie that we mentioned. It's called What Richard Did, and it's directed by the wonderful Irish director Lenny Abrahamson. So definitely go and support a wonderful Irish movie. And if you want to go to the movies on us here in Sunshine 106.8, you can text in movies plus your name and address 087 787 1068. Also, writing.ie is the website where we were talking about memoir earlier with Vanessa O'Loughlin. A lot of people asking about that. So it's writing.ie if you fancy writing your own book. Lots of tips and details there. And I'm delighted to be joined, as always, in our studio by our model mum, Alison Canavan, for our parenting slot. Hello, how are you?
Very well, how are you?
I'm very good. And thank you for bringing in a Pilates master, Sarah McLachlan from ppiireland.com. It's a wonderful pleasure to have you live in studio.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
Well, do you know what's nice about this? Because we have a parenting slot and very often it's geared towards children. Yeah. In fact, it always is. But it's nice tonight just to do a little bit about the mother, because with mental health, you're always talking about if the mother is in a good place, then the child or children will be too. So tell us a little bit about, Sarah, how you deal with, or how you might work with mothers.
Well, there's a couple of sections. Obviously, either they're pregnant or they've just had a child. So we just want them to enjoy the pregnancy and enjoy their body through that pregnancy. For some people, it's very difficult, and for some people, it's very straightforward. Our body changes a lot. Our posture changes a lot in pregnancy. And it's just to keep you mobile and fit and help you get back to your shape after your pregnancy and so on.
And for somebody with, like, you're a model, and that's your main job, as well as obviously running the Naught Toddler Group and being presenting and doing all sorts of different things. But obviously your body and your fitness was of a key concern for you. And is that why you chose, because you went actually to do Pilates?
I did. And the Pilates I do with Sarah is reformer Pilates. So Sarah does both. And reformer Pilates is on a machine. And I had tried everything. Like, I had a personal trainer when I had James. Obviously, I used to work out all the time in New York, and I've kind of gone through every single type of exercise. And I get constant emails asking about this. How do you stay in shape, Alison? What do you do? How do you do it when you're so busy? And to be honest with you, it's about finding what suits you. And what I love about reformer Pilates is I have a really bad back. It got worse during pregnancy. And obviously, it's been really bad recently since the car crash I was in. It's really bad. So I've gone back even more often now. Because with the reformer, you're on a machine. So you're stabilized. And the machine is actually protecting you. Would that be right, Sarah?
Pilates is a full system. So there's reformers, there's other equipment, the trapeze table, ladder barrel, and then there's the mat exercises. The mat exercises are modified for people to do Pilates if they don't have access to the equipment. The equipment is so fantastic because it removes gravity. So for somebody like Alison, who's just had an injury from the car accident, she's in a very safe, what we call a closed chain environment to exercise safely. And hopefully she will progress on then to do the full mat repetition. It's so effective.
The same with women, yeah, exactly. Post pregnancy, who have had problems when
absolutely
I can't say. What do you say? The diastasis.
Diastasis, which is a separation of the abdominal wall, or they may have had a C-section, or their pelvis might have been knocked out of place a little bit, or a lot of women get sciatica too. There's an array of situations. Or
and even the guy that invented it, Joseph Pilates, he actually cured himself.
He had rickets. And he'd respiratory problems.
Yeah.
But it is a system from the inside of the body out. So if you can imagine a woman who's just had a child, her pelvic floor is going to be very weak, her rib cage might have fanned out because of the pressure of the baby and so on. And Pilates, if it works from the inside, it draws all that back in. So that's why you look very narrow after doing it. And then you work out to the larger muscles. So whether you come in with an impaired movement or you come in for just fitness, it works for everybody.
And actually, it's really important when she's saying from the inside out, because one of the most important things that I found is when I was recovering from postnatal depression, what works for me with reformer Pilates is it works on mind and body, because you're deep breathing the entire way through it. So not only do I feel like I've worked out in a safe environment, that my kind of back end is protected, and my knee and my wrist as well were very sore after I had the baby, because I went back doing exercise way too quickly and I actually injured myself. So it's actually very good for the mind as well, which is really important. And if you're a mum and you only have an hour, and an hour is a lot of time for a mum even to take, I really find that it's an hour well spent, because you're getting exercise and you're getting, I think, the benefits of like a meditation as well.
Do you know what's interesting? Of all of the things, because I don't do any exercise at all, at all, but I have done Pilates, and I do it because of a back problem.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, and I was recommended by the hospital to do Pilates, and they did find me a wonderful teacher eventually. But before I got to a great teacher, and I'll say her name, Eva Berg, I don't know if you know, but she's fantastic.
Yes,
and she's done great work for my back. But previous to that, I went to a Pilates class just at a local gym, and this person, I didn't realise the time, wasn't as advanced, and unfortunately I didn't find it very good. So I think it's important to choose wisely, because a good Pilates teacher can bring you on in leaps and bounds if you have a back problem. And certainly I did it all through my pregnancy, and it was very helpful. Haven't been back for ages, Eva, if you're listening in.
I did Pilates and yoga throughout my pregnancy. I wouldn't, and you know that I'm not a huge fan of mat Pilates, but that's because my back hurts, and when I get tired I tend to use different parts of my body I shouldn't. And I'm probably just not taking direction properly. But what I find with the reformer is that it has changed my body. It has definitely got me back in shape. I mean, the benefits for me have been incredible.
Yeah.
On the machine, and it makes a massive difference.
And how often do you go? How often would you go?
I was going 4 times a week at one stage. Yeah. I really, really, really aim to go 2x a week at the moment with everything I'm doing. But really, I mean, the difference in my mood.
Most customers would come 2 or 3 times a week, and it's the 4 week is the magical week for them. And they come back and say, well, God, my friend said you look fantastic, what are you doing? So the results are pretty fast. And you're just to go back to what you were saying a moment ago, you're right. Unfortunately, Pilates is in Ireland nearly 20 years, but it's still a very young industry. We educate students as well, but we're getting there. More reformers are coming into Ireland. We are growing the industry, but it is still very young. So yes, I would say, particularly if you've an injury or postnatal, make sure your instructor is well qualified.
And I think you need to do a little bit of research, and it's wonderful that you have done all this research, which is why everybody loves Alison's parenting slot, because she does all the research. So anybody you've ever brought in is somebody, you know, reputable, and people really enjoy it. But even you know, for me to go to the right person, you would be absolutely so surprised at how your body can feel totally different. And I would take an awful lot of anti-inflammatories as well, but I felt this was wonderful for me, and I cut back on my medication.
Yes.
And it was really good to have that, because I had no kind of if only people could see where I'm pointing at, but you know, for women, the lower area.
Yes. If only this was TV right now.
The lower area, my back was very weak in the lower area.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you can describe what that is, because they used to call it it's like a sling or something.
Your pelvic floor. Is that what you're
about? Don't describe it, Andrea.
I won't.
We'd be in trouble. Do you find, I mean, you must see wonderful you know, advancements in people's health when they come to you?
I mean, we've some women who come in with very bad asthma, and they're able to breathe much better and reduce their medication. You know, we work with people who've got Parkinson's disease to help them move more comfortably with less care, you know, become more independent in their life. And then mechanical back pain is, it's almost like there's something wrong with you if you don't have back pain these days. So the results from that is fantastic as well.
And the website is ppiireland.com.
ppireland.com.
No I. So ppireland.com. PP. Yeah. What does PP stand for?
Pilates Performance.
Pilates Performance, ppireland.com. Now, we had an email in from last week's, we were talking about autism last week.
We did a good few, and one of them was a girl called Karen was saying, where can I find out more about the sensory rooms you were talking about last week on the show? I'm delighted to announce that Gemma obviously thought long and hard about this, and we are going to have a sensory room at the next show in Swords, a pop-up sensory room. So I would urge anyone with a child with special needs, or you know, mild autism or Asperger's or any of them, to come along and see the pop-up sensory room that we're going to have. I think it's one of the first times that it's been done.
And another great bit of information, especially for me, is that, because we always talk about car seat safety, you're actually going to have parents
Mothercare on board to do car seat safety for everybody. They're going to fit the cars, the car seats in your car, if I could talk properly. But they're also going to give a car seat away. But to enter into the competition for the free car seat, you have to come and get your car seat fitted on the day. And I would say again, as I say all the time, 3 out of 4 car seats are fitted incorrectly. If you're coming to the show, if you live in the nearby area, pop along on the day. It's free, and get them even to check that you have your car seat. You know, if you're looking for your next size up car seat, this is your chance to win it. All you have to do is come and make sure that your current car seat is fitted correctly. So thank you so much to Mothercare for that.
And there's no tickets, because a lot of people are wondering about tickets.
It's free. Free.
They just come along. It's
yeah,
free.
It's free.
And
yeah.
They can find out more details on your website.
Yeah, my website, alisoncanavan.com. It's free. We've loads of entertainment for the kids. We've musical tots coming to do loads of music for the kids. We've Play-Doh and colouring. So bring your toddlers, bring your kids. It's a fun family day. We have a huge amount of exhibitors now. You know, now we've got lots of stuff going on, safety and everything, and the sensory room is going to be incredible.
Will Sarah be there?
Sarah, hopefully you will be there. You're in Leash with me.
I'm hoping that I will be there. Yeah.
Because
it'd
be wonderful for mothers to see what a reformer looks like, if there's any way of getting a reformer up there, but that's only probably for me talking.
Andrea's coming up with loads of ideas.
We'll work on it. We have to take a break. PPIIreland.com if you want to find out more about Sarah McLachlan and Alison Canavan, as always. She looks gorgeous. She's going to a hen party tonight. Enjoy your sister's hen tonight.
Thank you.
We'll be back just after this talking about pets.